getting better.
Sweating it out over taxes? Don't worry. You can always make payments. Or maybe you're getting a refund, but you just haven't gotten around to filing. For goodness sake, file. Don't let the government hang on to your money. Get your money back. It does bring up the whole idea of being overtaxed or the tax code that's ridiculous. Or the fact that, why don't we just have a fairer flat tax? There are better ways to do this. And while we're on the subject, the IRS is not going anywhere anytime soon. In fact, they just beefed up creating a little army to go after the people who ultimately do not buy health insurance. By 2014, the individual mandate as part of Obamacare kicks in, unless the Supreme Court rules something differently by the end of June. It depends on your perspective. Oof, I've heard 7-2 or 5-4, but we're not going to debate that now. We have talked about health care backwards, forwards, and every single possible way that we can think of here on the show. We're just waiting with bated breath to see what's going to happen. Kate Delaney, ATN, new number. Oh, yeah, we got fancy on you. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Are you one of the people that waited, don't feel badly, as I opened up talking about taxes, because today is tax day? There are a lot of people who are procrastinators and waited. And to me, the ones who are owed the money, there I don't understand, because take the money. It's pretty easy to file that return when you know you're getting something back. It's the people who owe where it's dicey, because you're scraping. Usually what happens is people wait and they're scraping money together at the last minute to try to pay whatever it is that they end up owing. And with a nation that has so many small businesses and entrepreneurs, there are a lot of people that end up going that route because of the way the economy took a turn, you know, trying to piece things together. Maybe that extra money that was pulled aside to do the estimated thing wasn't. And so it gets kind of hairy when you get to April, and those extra days may have helped a few people. I don't think any extra time is going to help the Secret Service, because ultimately, when we look at what's gone on with the 11 so far, because there might be more that have been accused of bringing prostitutes to their five-star hotel in Colombia, once the Secret Service does the digging, there's really no hiding it. I mean, this scandal has put the Secret Service in the spotlight, and they don't like the spotlight. That's the idea. You know, the dark glasses, the dark suits, the little earpieces, they kind of stick out in the crowd. But in their work, they are very clever. A lot of the different units that are skilled in certain things are very clever at going into other countries and looking at the lay of the land and knowing where the tricky areas are that the president would have to navigate. And the security detail, of course, is the most important. While it wasn't the president's security detail, it was the advance team, which some of those people are part of the motorcade that the president would be in once he landed in Colombia, for example, which he did. And upon his arrival, not too long into it, the scandal happens, and before you know it, he's not talking about trade. Behind closed doors he is, but when he gets on mic, everybody wants to know about how many Secret Service guys, were they married, how many prostitutes, what happened, that kind of stuff. So it's a massive embarrassment to this country and to the president, certainly, because this is on the heels of the GSA. So you get a powerful 1-2 punch. It's in our faces. Why do we have such a huge, overstuffed bologna sandwich of a government. Time to pare down and audit and find out where we're top heavy and thin, at least thin those agencies out. And so some of the Secret Service clearances that have been yanked might not be given back. There are people who wrote me notes who feel that it's unfair, that, hey, boys will be boys. It was stupid. They have pressure. Can't they just be relegated to a desk, at least temporarily, and have to work their way back in? And the problem with that is this is a group that has such a serious charge of what they're supposed to do that how could you possibly think of, oh, just a slap on the wrist? It's too vital to security. And how much are we paying for the security of current presidents and past presidents and other people that need to be protected that are part of the government? So, yes, a $47 prostitute in a hotel with however many Secret Service guys, as supposedly they all were getting prostitutes, and these are just allegations. Let's see what the investigation comes up with. It's more than embarrassing. It's tricky and dangerous. So I think that there are a few people in those dark suits with those earpieces that wish they had gone back to the hotel room, maybe if they were a little bit plowed and just fell into the bed and didn't go with everybody else and decide to take up the prostitute's offer. Well, it was all about the Boston Marathon and terrible temperatures in the 90s. People were getting grilled out there, but they were warned ahead of time to be careful. Take a listen.
They brought extra water. We've got Poland Springs here keeping that full. Gatorade came by and dropped off extra Gatorade.
First time ever we've got air conditioning in the tents because of the weather this year. That was supplied by FEMA. We've got ice baths.
Yeah, they had to do that because of the amount of people and the fear that people would collapse along the route. By the way, Kenyans, three Kenyans on the female side and on the male side in the race, 1, 2, and 3, in other words, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, all won the Boston, you know, all came in that order in the Boston Marathon. So all six, basically. All six. And there were some pretty decent times, just over two, with others that were running and trying to keep as much pace as they could. What a feat that would be to be able to run the Boston Marathon, or for that matter, the New York Marathon. Both are really, really huge. This was a big deal, and this is another earthquake along Chile. It struck coastal Chile near the port city of Valparaiso late on Monday. There were some mudslides, some minor damages. 6.7 knocked out power, phone lines, that kind of stuff. Then in Santiago, they had they could feel that aftershock. So that's 60 miles away from the epicenter. Felt like the ground was shaking, like almost like a subway was coming through. No tsunami warning was issued. That's the good news. And the other good news is there was some damage, but not people who were killed. And you have to remember, Chile is on the so-called Ring of Fire, where you've got that line of volcanoes and fault lines, so they are prone to frequent earthquakes and volcanic eruptions. Boy, it's been a lot lately, a lot of earthquakes. Hang with us, we're kicking the can down the road. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
It's not your money. It's the taxpayers' money.
Standing on a corner. Somebody.
That was Congressman Elijah Cummings. Who do you think he was talking about? Could be the Secret Service, but that was more about security. It is money, too, but not so much the money focus there. Of course, the General Services Administration, the group we never heard of, until they had wild parties in Vegas, made jokes about, ha-ha, they'll never find us, and we might as well party it up until then, got hotel rooms for friends. I think some heads are going to roll as a result of this investigation, and now the fact that on the Hill today, there were a lot of question marks surrounding some questionable moves by the GSA, and one of the main culprits, a guy named Jeff Neely, just took the fifth the entire time. But he is right in the eye of this hurricane. And with some of the things that he's written, they've got grounds perhaps to charge him further, really charge him. And that means probably some kind of jail time, and I think this is what they're looking at doing because of how this was just so thrown up in everybody's face, and it was so much money. I mean, crazy, like almost like funny money. And then the videos that were cut as a result of it, lucky if the GSA is standing in the end. Speaking of standing, there's a Waterford Crystal Trophy that's valued at $30,000. It was on display. And it's the, it is actually the Crystal Football Alabama one when it beat LSU, when they beat LSU in the BCS championship game in January. And it was shattered when it was accidentally knocked off a display by the father of a current player. So let me tell you again, Waterford Crystal Trophy valued at $30,000 on display at the athletic facility there, and it was part of a big Crimson Tide spring football game. The man stumbled on a rug that was under the trophy display, and the school is working with the American Football Coaches Association, which owns the trophy, on getting a replacement. Now, it's not the first time that it's happened. Florida's 2006 trophy was destroyed when it was accidentally knocked off a pedestal by a recruit. And Florida State had a couple of trophies stolen. So here, this time the accident happens in Alabama. That's awful. They're going to have to come up with a better way to display it, because it's so delicate. It's on these little pegs, and maybe they're going to have to put it under glass. I don't know. $30,000 football, and the father of a player knocking it over. Oh, he must have wanted to crawl under the table when that happened. Oh, and there's nowhere to hide. Just like those Secret Service agents, nowhere to hide. It's an accident. What's he going to do? He just has to, you know, people saw him. They just have to say it was the way they described it, it was definitely an accident, and there's nothing else that they can do other than replace that trophies. And that's what's happening. They're replacing the trophy. $30,000. $30,000. Incredible. I mean, that's got to be the clumsiest move of that guy's life. And you can just bet when things calm down that he'll get ribbed all over the place by people he knows. Now that you're still in that stage, I like to call disbelief. Then there's suspended animation. Then there's, holy crap, I really screwed up. And then there's the let's move on stage. And I bet he's hoping to really get on to the let's move on stage. Hey, coming up on our next show, because the tax man does have his hand out, and we did talk about Lindsey Vonn and the fact that she has a bill for $1.7 million. It made me think of all of the famous people that you would assume are just dripping in extra money that have been pinched by the IRS and owe some pretty big bills. Celebrities and entertainers still have to pay. They might have big incomes that kind of vary, but they have to pay on whatever it is. Remember Lionel Richie? He got into trouble on taxes at one point. I think it was $1 million, a little over $1 million. And he says he's very careful about his situation and what happens in the entertainment business. And it's true. If somebody's well known, they seem to get the biggest headlines, like Willie Nelson, not alone, but he was held up as an example of what can happen when you don't pay. Then you basically have a big auction and sell all your stuff to make the money to pay off those people who are owed the money. And I hope that you are, by the way, owed money, so you don't have to spend a good chunk of your day knowing there's a midnight deadline and just trying desperately to finish the taxes. I have a feeling I can envision it across several neighborhoods where people are doing that. They're doing the scramble. How about the former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., John Bolton, never shy on his opinions? He flat out says Iran has to be stopped and echoes a warning that Iran's nuclear threat to America is grave and immediate. So he's saying, forget pussyfooting around this issue. Keep things the way they are. In fact, beef them up. Help the people who are on the ground to, who will, could be on the ground, help the people to ultimately do what they have to do to neutralize the situation. And he's warning that the nuclear threat to America is incredibly high now because of everything that's happened with Iran. That either we've got to have a preemptive strike to stop them, or we better do something else and we better do it fast. Even Leon Panetta has been talking about that for the last couple of months and says that analysts believe it could come sooner than a year. A lot of people seem to think this is going to happen in a year, it's going to happen in a year, and that's not what they're saying at all, that this is an immediate change. And so we have to be ready for that. Very doubtful. I think Iran is just a pawn in the game, and they're just going to keep moving that pawn around and just try to keep the pawn at arm's length and not worry about it, which, you know, you've heard me say on this show, if you've listened to America Tonight for any length of time, that you can't underestimate the powers of what they're doing in Iran, and the implications of that could be really just staggering for the U.S. Staggering, the best word I could come up with. How about Gallup in their latest tracking poll? I keep forgetting to go to the polls, so I'm going to dip into the polls now. Shows that Romney leads Obama at this point, slightly ahead, 47-45. 47-45. Wow, it's in that margin of error, but I'd still say that's pretty significant when you see what's been happening, with the president and his approval ratings, how they've gone up, and even if they slid a point or two back, they're still a lot higher than they were. So that, to me, that Gallup tracking is a pretty big number as the Republicans rally around Mitt Romney. Like it or not, he is the presumptive nominee, and I can't imagine that he's not going to get this gig. I can't imagine that that's not going to happen. Well, speaking of something that's not going to happen, everybody thought, and who cares about Hollywood, although I think it's clever, some of the things that they do with these weddings. Who thought that Brad Pitt wouldn't marry Angelina Jolie? I guess I would have been in that crowd, because they seem to hang on for years and years without doing it, and now they've decided to tie the knot. We're going to talk to a celebrity wedding planner for fun and to lighten the load next here on ATN.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
To be coming out of Hollywood, that finally Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are engaged. She was spotted around Los Angeles sporting a diamond ring, and then, of course, everybody started to report that they must be engaged, and their publicist confirmed it. Can you imagine what a media frenzy that wedding would be if they disclose the location, which I'm sure they won't, and if they have any kind of a service and word gets out? I think it would be very tough, even all the secret things you can do, to keep this one under wraps. Donnie Brown, the star of the reality TV show Whose Wedding Is It Anyway, joins us now to talk about celebrity weddings and the whole big buzz over Angelina and Brad. Hey, Donnie, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me, Kay.
This is huge because people have talked about the possibility of the two of them, speculated forever and a day, sold a ton of magazines, done a ton of television segments and radio segments speculating on whether or not these two would eventually get married. Were you surprised when this story broke?
Well, actually, I was. I never thought it was going to happen. I mean, they've been together for a really long time. I didn't know whether they would ever get married or not, honestly. But I'm excited to know it's going to happen because in my world, when something like this happens, everybody focuses on weddings, and I love that.
No kidding. And you heard me say in the beginning, how could they keep that? You think of famous weddings like Madonna and Sean Penn back in the day, and the whole thing with helicopters circling around and trying to get whatever pictures they could. And Jennifer Aniston, by the way, when she was married to Brad Pitt, and the secretiveness of that wedding and then controlling the photos and releasing them. Do you think they'll sell the photos because they like to give money to charity and just do it that way and let it kind of leak out and use the money to do something good with?
Well, I think they will because they're so charitable and, you know, and they won't release much. The way these things work, they'll have their publicists and they'll have the photographers. And as soon as the ceremony's over, what happens is they'll go into a closed room and they'll review footage immediately and they'll pick two or three images and say, these are the ones we're releasing. And so those then will get released into AP, and whoever's going to get them and whatever's going to be paid has all been done in advance.
Yeah.
But, you know, there'll be two or three photos probably, and I do hope that they earn some money and put some money into a good place. They're just such good people, you know?
I agree with that.
We need more people like that.
Oh, I agree with that. You have to, no matter what, you absolutely have to say that they have done so much in the United States and other places for lots and lots of people. Well, you plan weddings for the rich and famous for a living. This is what you do. First of all, how did you get into this line of work?
Well, I started doing this when I was 16 years old. I went and helped a family friend who had a flower shop. One weekend when they were shorthanded, and I kept doing it, and I've been doing it ever since. But, you know, the wedding planning part came along later on, and you know, and I just did my own thing and kept to myself and tried to be a pillar of the community in Dallas. And eventually, you know, good things happened for me. It all started when Leanne Rimes picked me for her wedding, which was fantastic.
Ooh. Yeah, and that wedding, was that, a lot of photos were eventually released. Was that a controlled release too as well?
Very controlled. They released three photos, and it was all done before the reception was over. I mean,
really?
It was all done, it was done that night. Yeah. And it was all to InStyle is who got them. And that's what they did with them. And I think they put one in People magazine.
So
it was
somebody,
all done that time.
Yeah, yeah. It was. I remember that. When somebody comes to you, what's their number one concern if they have a little bit of fame? And they don't have to necessarily be movie stars. They could be famous in the business world or political world or something else.
Well, the most important thing is that they do something that sets a new trend. That's the most important thing they can do. No celebrity wants to have a wedding that looks like anybody else's wedding. And so the first thing they say is, we don't want to spend everything we have, but we want to have a wedding that's going to be unique and really set us apart. Because they know it's all going to come out. You know, everybody's going to dig and want to know what details went on. And so that's what they do. And it's important for them to get that kind of wedding. And, you know, a lot of the stuff is donated. I did a wedding, and I won't name any names, but I did a sports celebrity couple, and they were both very famous in sport. And they spent about $500,000 on the wedding, but then they got over $1 million worth of things donated, like jewelry and clothes and things that were donated to beef up the price. So when you heard about it, it was a $1.5 million wedding.
Oh, and you know, Donnie, when people hear that, they hate that because it seems like, this is just how it works. You're right. And if I had a company, of course you want to donate to the wedding because you get exposure. It makes sense. That's the way Hollywood works. And that's the way the world of celebrity works. And I think that, a lot of people don't get that in the real world. Isn't that how it is?
Well, that's exactly how it is. And, you know, these designers, I don't care how fabulously famous they become, they still want to see Angelina Jolie wearing their gown or wearing their jewelry. They want to see that because it's going to start a buzz. Why should they hire publicists when they can put jewelry on Angelina Jolie?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Absolutely. There's companies out there that just pair products with celebrities. And I've been in on those meetings where they say, we need for Leanne Rimes to eat a Hershey bar on camera. We just want to see her with a Hershey bar in her hand. She doesn't even have to take a bite of it. We just want that picture. And if they do that, then we will give them $50,000 toward their wedding or to a charity or whatever they want it for. It's amazing the stuff that goes on.
Yeah, product placement. Boy, that is real product placement. So you're the star of this television show, as I said. Whose wedding is it anyway? Tell us about that.
Well, it's on hiatus now. We've been on for 11 seasons, and it's been very, very well received on the Style Network. In fact, I'm considered probably one of the first wedding planners ever on television. We started back in 2003, sorry. And they're toying with bringing it back right now, but we have other things going on. Looks like I'm going to have my own show. I can't talk to you a lot about it because we're waiting on the deal to hit the table, but it's about to happen.
Oh, good for you. And so when you see movies like, I'm sure you watched The Wedding Planner with Jennifer Lopez, is that accurate?
Well, to a degree. You know, companies, with companies like mine, after years of promotion and international, marketing, can get big like that. But you generally don't see a staff of 30 people running around showing Freesia to somebody and getting approval on the color. You're probably not going to see that. it's the world of movies. It's what makes us all excited about it. And it's funny because 90% of the wedding planners in the world, when you meet with them, they're going to meet you at a Starbucks. You know,
is that
really
right?
They don't have that kind of operation. So when I set up my operation in Dallas a couple of years ago to really bloom, it bloomed to where it looks more like the Jennifer Lopez variety of wedding planning.
Yeah. So you start at 16, you're working in a flower shop, boom, now you get to, you have a television show, things really start to explode. You mentioned you did Leanne Rimes' wedding, which was a big deal, and now you're looking at the possibility you've got some stuff going on that you'll have another television show that would be yours. People listening, that I always say this, it's about the dream, and no matter what the business is, and taking the leap. Would you advise people, because there's a lot of different kinds of business people listening to the show, and a lot of them have that entrepreneurial spirit. That's what it's about, isn't it?
That's exactly what it's about. And it's about, you know, working really hard. People come to me all the time and say, I want to be a wedding planner and I want to be on TV. And I say, you know, what you need to do is first is become a wedding planner and become exceptional at being a wedding planner and then see where it takes you. I did not start out doing any of this to be on television. It just fell into my lap. But I worked very, very hard for a long, long time to get there. Somebody recently said, I want to go to lunch with you and learn everything I can from you because I want what you have. And I said, well, you are starting out. You have to earn it. You have to earn anything in this world.
I agree with you, absolutely. The last question, Donnie, the weddings and the trends, and you said it gets everybody excited about weddings, is it still that people try to have, do you see more weddings happening like in June or now spread out all over the calendar?
Well, you see them in a lot of areas. For instance, in Dallas, Fort Worth, where I'm from, you're not going to see a lot of weddings in June or July because it's too hot here. But in New York, June is fabulous for weddings. But you don't see a lot of winter weddings in New York, but here you see a lot of winter weddings. It's regional. And a lot of it has to do, and it varies, because a lot of it has to do with what things cost. Because everybody thinks of June and weddings, so the venues and the vendors and everybody charge more during June. So then the brides get savvy and start moving their weddings to other times. Then June is sitting there empty. So it's kind of a vicious circle. It's a vicious circle. But pay attention to the weather. If it's hot or cold in your area, that's probably a time when weddings aren't going to be as fruitful. So, you know, that's the time to do it. And pick a Friday or a Sunday. You don't have to get married on Saturday night. That's prime time. You get all kinds of good deals if you'll do a Friday night or a Sunday wedding.
Oh, and Friday night's a good time to do that because I find that people are very up on Friday. They're done work, usually, traditionally, and let's go. Let's get married, right?
Absolutely. And then they have the rest of the weekend to, you know, to have to themselves. The wedding's done. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I agree.
Donnie, love it.
I do, too. We'll see what happens with this this wedding, this big star wedding coming up between Angie and Brad, but fascinating stuff. Donnie Brown, we'll look for you on the Tube. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. Bye-bye.
So you're a maker of something.
Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get preparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried food. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communication. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. Get preparedexpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, the Freeze-Dry Guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
We just talked about, they're used to getting a lot of attention. The Secret Service are supposed to not get any attention. They're supposed to be elusive, in fact, slippery, as they go into port, check out the scene, secure the area, not hang out with prostitutes, and certainly not pay them and get caught in the middle of a big scandal. Just perfect timing to come out on the heels of what happened with the General Services Administration that nobody even ever heard of. What? What branch of government is that? Oh, they go and they break grounds. They go to ground openings or whatever, school openings. They cut ribbons for different federal buildings. They fly to Hawaii. That's nice. I never heard of this gig. Nobody ever told me that this was available when I was in college. So would my career have taken a different twist? I'm kidding, of course, but there is no kidding when you look at all the money that's being blown right and left. Audit, that's what I would say. Audit all the departments and get rid of the waste. And trust me, they'll save some money that way. All right, we're going to tie it all up here at the tail end of the show. I'm going to give you the number again because it's tough to remember. I know, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, or 855-266-5283. Rick is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Yo, Rick, what's happening in your neck of the woods?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, Rick, can I get those companies pay me not to get married?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good deal, huh?
Yeah, that'd be better, yeah.
Exactly.
I see what the Secret Service means now. You're supposed to get a service, but it's supposed to be secret, but I guess it's out now, so.
Yeah, this, but they're supposed to be such elusive kind of cats, you know, and yeah. they were anything but that when they went into Colombia. I mean, listen, I'm sure they party hard when they work a bazillion hours and sleep 3 hours a night and go in these crazy details and everything else, but that was just such a ridiculous, epic blunder, Rick. How were they just were not thinking, I guess, just assuming that no one was going to pay attention to what was happening with them.
Well, yeah, I thought they were supposed to be gardening around the clock, 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Well, they have advanced teams, and the advance, they've got people that are on the detail for the president and the first lady and the kids and all that, and then they have these advanced teams. So you'll be at events, and you'll be stationed somewhere, but you go ahead of time, and you lock it down. You look for areas that could be problematic, snipers, where they could take shots or what could happen. And you really locked down that area. So they must have done a quick job of locking things down because they had extra time on their hands.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just wonder what the guy who's in charge of all of this, what's he been doing? Let somebody watch his man or something.
Oh, yeah.
If you're on call, you know.
I would think so. I would think so, too, because, you know, there's this chain of command, and it's very prevalent in Secret Service and military and all that, and everybody knows it. So you don't want to make the boss look bad. Well, guess what? The boss looks really, really bad. He was stunned.
Yeah,
he had no idea. Yeah, it's awful.
Well, I'd say probably to clean house again, get the people in there that run there like it's supposed to be.
Well, I think that's what they should do. I think they should, look, there's lots of young, aggressive agents that would love to be moved up the chain. Let them do what they have to do to earn their stripes and move up and get rid of the old dead weight if that's how they're behaving and it's on our dime. I mean, you know, you just can't do that. We can't have that. It's too distracting and it's dangerous.
Yeah, and I don't think this is the first time it happened either.
No.
It's happened lots of times.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree, Rick. No, I agree. You got to throw out the "boys will be boys" phrase here because it doesn't work with the Secret Service. It doesn't, not for what they're charged with doing. I mean, it's one thing to cut loose, have too many drinks, have something happen in the United States or whatever. It's an off day, but we're not even talking about that. Thanks for the call, Rick. We're talking about the fact that you're in another country. They're right before a big summit, literally days before the president is going to step in and the secretary of state. I will tell you this. Hillary Clinton was off at one of the restaurants, and there was a whole bunch of other dignitaries and whatever, and they were dancing. You know, they were dancing to the music, and she had a beer, maybe two beers. And on the cover of the New York Post, it said Swillery Gate. You know, swilling the beer. I got to say, the Post has some of the best headlines, no matter what, no matter if they're ridiculous or whatever. So you have Hillary dancing and having a few beers at the bar, and then you have the Secret Service hanging out with the prostitutes. What happened with Clinton was there was all other people were there, and that wasn't a big deal. It was just the shot they got of her looked kind of silly. But in the case of these, some of them career Secret Service guys, I mean, they blew it. Because they're going to have, someone's going to have to answer for this. It's not going to be just, I don't think, a little slap on the wrist and say, oh, geez, well, you can't do that. I don't think so. That's not going to, that is not going to happen here. All right, what's interesting is during the day, did you know that the Boston Marathon was underway and the weather was brutal? They, heading into it, they were talking about it being in the 90s, and it was pretty darn close to that. I know two people that ran it. They both finished, woo-hoo, including someone I knew that I didn't even realize she had flown from Dallas with her husband to be in it, and then I was following along when I got somebody sent me a note on Facebook to look at it, and how cool was that? To be able to, first of all, to be able to run in a marathon is one thing. Running in oppressive heat, and especially when they were telling people, they were trying to dissuade people from going and running the marathon and saying that, listen, you'll be comped for next year. So they didn't want to have, they were worried, they didn't want to have a bunch of people passing out while they were running this thing, knowing how tough it would be to, how tough it would be if they had a lot of people keeling over in the streets and how dangerous it would be. And sure enough, all the top spots for the women and for the men went to Kenyans, who, there are a lot of terrific Kenyan runners, and once again, they claim all the top prizes, and the weather, in some of the conditions that they train in, the weather wasn't unusual for many of those runners, and the prestige of winning the Boston Marathon couldn't be any bigger. And then, of course, there are other marathons, other competitions, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, but one of the oldest and the one that a lot of people want to run. If it's a question of, they really want to do both in the United States, the Boston and the New York, and there's others, the Beta Breakers and other marathons in the country, but there's something about the history, I think, of the Boston Marathon that's just so huge for so many people. I just wish, we needed representation for America tonight. I wish we could convince Matt Johnson that he needs to run this race.
And it's not happening.
We could put a little live cam on you, get you some good publicity, maybe get you some extra money, get you some sponsorship money.
Mm-mm. You're, well, you and the hubby, I think, are the two long-distance runners of this show. I was a sprinter. And I can do bike rides, sprinting. You need somebody to run a 4x1, I'll be all over that. I do not do marathons or long distance.
No, I don't think I could do the long distance thing either, no matter what. I mean, the problem ultimately would be, it's the stamina thing. It's the breathing that would be so tough, I think. I mean, of course, all the other issues with your legs and the timing and everything, but the breathing is so key when you're going those distances. I think I would have problems with that. I mean, hats off to everybody who finished the Boston Marathon, because to be sure, there were certainly a lot of people who braved the warm temperatures. Congratulations to all of them.